The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم البخيل من ذكرت عنده ثم لم يصل علي صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, we started off by hearing the hadith in the importance of sending salutation and durood upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Much that a miser was mentioned, that is the one whom the name of the beloved prophet is mentioned in front of him, then he does not send durood or salutation upon him. So for this reason, let us start off by sending some durood and salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya rasulallah. With the grace of Allah, we still continue with the silsila, the path of knowledge. But today's topic, it is the virtues of knowledge. We are going to see now the virtues, the fruits of studying knowledge. What we gain when you study, knowledge, what is it on it? I think this is now the most important episode. This is to help especially those people who are aspiring to seek knowledge, and those people who are being inspired by knowledge, and those people who are learning knowledge. And everybody, this is a very important episode today, whereby we are going to explore the verses of the Quran. I will start with the verses, then we shall talk about the poems, which talk about the importance of seeking knowledge. Without wasting much of your time, so today, inshallah, we're going to start off with listening some verses of the Quran. The first verse which I want to start off with, which will show us the virtue of knowledge, together with Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge, the possessor of knowledge. It is the verse by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, Shahida Allahu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making shahada. What is shahada? It's a witness. Shahida Allahu. This, to tell us that the best who can make witness is Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalad. There's no any witness far more better than Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalad. And he's making witness on what? On the matter way in the dunya, the akhirah, Jannah or Jahannam was created. That is the issue of saying, La ilaha illallah. There's none worth of worship except Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. He's giving a testimony on that. But this is not what we want to say today. Then he said, Wal malaikatu. Then the second creation which can bear witness to the fact of La ilaha illallah, it is the malaika, the angels. And you know that the angels, these are a beautiful creation of Allah, Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, which are sinless. They are giving us this testimony. Now, and the third one to give testimony, who are the people of knowledge? This is enough. Only this verse, it's enough to show the importance of knowledge. Wa ulul ilm, and the people of knowledge. And the word was used is ulul ilm, the possessor of knowledge. We know when we talk about money, nobody will say ulul amwal, the people of wealth. No. Nobody will say like that. Because money does not have. No one, even a rich man, is not the owner of money. He's no. Because if money is in your pocket, you say it's my money. If you spend it, you give it in charity, that organization or anybody who receive it, you say it's my money. Or rather, let us use another example. You go to a shop, you buy with your paisa, with your money. Somebody get the shopkeeper will get that money. You say my money. And if you give it to somebody, you say my money. You have got money today, you give it to somebody, you say it's my money. You give to somebody, you say, his money. Your money, my money, his money, so it's the owner's money. Nobody will possess money. Whomsoever you have good money, by him that time it's his possessor. But if, when he let it loose, then it's not his. This is as far as money is concerned. And when you die, all of your money is inherited. That's why we cannot say that ulul amwal, the people of wealth. But Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said to the people of knowledge, ulul ilm, the possessor of knowledge, it is theirs. يقول إمام الشافعي فاخرا بالعلم. Imam Shafi'i was boasting with knowledge in one of his couplets when he said that, العلم معي حيث ما كنت. My knowledge is with me wherever I go. Wherever I go. Your car cannot be with you always. No one will sleep in the blanket with his car. Or your shoes will have to take them out. One way or the other. Your bank account, you can move with the card, but the money is not with you right now. But as for the ilm, wherever you are, even if you are dead, we are making a ghusl unto you. The ilm of yours, it is together with you. It is with you wherever you are. Al-ilm ma'i haythu ma kunt. My knowledge is with me wherever I am. That's why Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is saying that ulul ilm, the possessor of knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal make us from among his them. Qa'iman bil qist. La ilaha illa hu. There's none other worship except Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. Huwa al-Azizul Hakim. The verse tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz, is mighty. Al-Hakim is wise, is the judge. So, going back to the verse. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is bearing a witness. And the second one is the angels. And then he made the people of knowledge to be among the witness bearer. On where, what are they giving witness to? On the very important thing, whereby the most important thing in life, Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal called the people of knowledge to be included in the witness which Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal is making with his angel on a very important subject of La ilaha illallah. This is enough to show the importance of knowledge and its people. And also here we're learning the respect of the people of knowledge. We just have to respect them, the people of knowledge, because Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal, he did put them there for respect. And it is found in Surah Al-Imran. It's verse number 18 in Surah Al-Imran. Let us go into books of fiqh. Do you know what is the criteria of sighting the moon? We will accept the sighting of the moon not of a fasiq mu'alin. Somebody who is a fasiq mu'alin. He must be trustworthy. Somebody who is sadiq, who is amin. Even if you go to court, you must make sure that your witness, they are reliable. So Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, he put these people of knowledge to be the witnesses there. This is sure that the people of knowledge, they are the people must be respected. Of course, I'm talking about the people with knowledge and who practice according to their knowledge. This is what you call the importance of knowledge. From this verse, we can deduce many, many things which points out the importance of knowledge in many, many angles. Now, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, the fact that he did take the people of knowledge to be the witness here, will say that istishahaduhum duna ghayrihim min al-bashar. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal only selected the people of knowledge, not anyone else here. Ulul Azm, only the people of knowledge. And everybody was left. And if you look again in this verse, we will see that اِخْتِرَانُ شَهَادَتِهِمْ بِشَهَادَتِهِ. That the shahada of the people of Ahlul Ilm, it was put together with the shahada of Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. If you look again, the importance of this people of knowledge and the importance of knowledge, اِخْتِرَانُهَا بِشَهَادَةِ مَلَائِكَتِ. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal did put it again with the shahada of his angels. This is all about the importance of knowledge. This shows us the justness of the people of knowledge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot take as witness the people who are not just to be the witness giver. So we say that in order for somebody to be a witness, they must have got to be the people of justness. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal put them because they are the people of justice. And also we've got in a hadith which is sahih, which is an authentic hadith, whereby we are told that يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ. The people who are going to carry this knowledge in their shoulders, the people whom Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is going to give this ilm, مِنْ كُلِّ خَلْفٍ, from anybody who is going to become after the pious predecessors, مِنْ anybody in any generation to come, أُدُولُهُ, those who are just, and those who are capable to carry this knowledge. So for this reason, إخواني, my brothers, the viewers of Madani channels, and anybody who is viewing, I encourage that you have got to respect the people of knowledge. Because Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal did put them in this verse and he mentioned them in such a manner that they deserve respect. And again, what we are learning in him, أنه, that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal wasafahum, he described them بكونهم, that these people ulul ilm, they are the possessors of knowledge. هذا يدل على اختصاصهم به. This shows that this knowledge Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal gave them unto them to be theirs. Like money, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal does not give anybody the money. The money, this, you know, it cannot take. If you die, it must be inherited. But now your knowledge, if you die, nobody will inherit your health. Unless if they learn. You see, that's why they say that even in as far as lecturing is concerned, someone said it beautifully, that a lecture, it is the exchange of the notes of the lecturer to be in the notes of the students without exchanging their mind. The exchange of the notes of the lecturer to be transferred to be the notes of the students, but without changing their minds from either side. So this this is one speciality of the people of the of knowledge, wa annahum ahluhu, that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make them that they are the companion and the possessors, wa ashabu, and the companions of knowledge. Laysa bi musta'arin lahum, that it is not being borrowed unto them. Like money, and man, wealth is musta'ar. We have got to, you know, it is ours whilst we are still alive. When we die, people have got to inherit it, except that if you got your knowledge, like how Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we shall hear, I will put it that one day Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that knowledge was preferred over money with some many what you call these different angles. Number one, al-ilmu yahrusuka wa anta tahrusu al-mal. First of all, knowledge, it protects you, it guides you, it preserves you, but you have got to protect money. So this is to show that knowledge is more valuable than money. Why? Because number one, if you look, you have got to protect knowledge, you have got to protect wealth, but knowledge itself, it protects you. Number two, al-ilmu wirthatul anbiya. Knowledge, it is the inheritance of the prophets. So this is again to show the importance of knowledge. Then number four, because many wujuhin fudil al-ilm al-mal. Another point is that money will inflactuate, will lose value by the movement of time. Wala ilmu la yandaris, but knowledge is everlasting. It does not lose value. Let's take into consideration the currency which was used by in the time of Thamud, in the time of Ad, or in the time of our father Adam alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam. It is not the same currency which are using nowadays. Now those same, if you can come to with that currency, now it becomes valueless sometimes. You find that you cannot buy anything now, it is transformed. And the source of wealth that time, you know, you find that a long time ago, the source of wealth was being measured with camels. Nowadays, people, they've got now another source of wealth. It is now measured in the, how posh car it is. Now you see that now it is changing. Wealth is not the stability. See, whatever they used to regard as richness, that time, you know, it was goats and, you know, like the ads, you know, the like camels and all these goats and cows was the source of wealth. Nowadays, it is not. It is nothing, you know, because of due to this advanced technology, it is now. So wealth is fluctuating, it is not stable. But our ilm, knowledge, the same knowledge our father Adam alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salam was still preaching, it is the same knowledge from that time up to now. Nothing has changed. La ilaha illallah, it is the same. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the messenger of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. No way you will find that, especially in the market rate, when we hear about people talking about the currency, the rate of the dollar over the euro, the rate of the dollar over the pound, the rate of the dollar over the dinar, the rate of the dollar over the dirham, you find that sometimes it is fluctuating with the cent, the rupee and the what, the rupee and dropping and all these things. But the same kalima which is being used in Pakistani, that is the same kalima which we are using in Africa, that is the same kalima which they are using in Europe. So you find that ilmun, the knowledge, lion, that is, it does not lose its value. This is again to show the importance of knowledge. Viewers of Madani Channel, we said that in this episode now, we are starting to look on the virtues of knowledge. And today I've given you the first ayah that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal did take the people of knowledge to be the witness, to take them as a witness, not the businessman, not the rich man, not this one and not that one, but the people of knowledge, not the worshippers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Shahida. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal taken a witness that there's none worth of worship except him, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. Wal Malaika, then his angel, wa ulul ilm, then the third one is the people of knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to be from the people of knowledge. So we're saying that knowledge is being, you know, preferred over wealth for many, many reasons. Number one, it protects you, whilst you have got to protect the wealth. Number two, it is the inheritance of the prophet. Number three, knowledge does not fluctuate and the money fluctuates. Number four, knowledge, it will be with you, even if you are gone. Knowledge cannot be stolen from you. Whilst money can be stolen from you. It's a precious thing which cannot be stolen from you. Whilst money can be stolen for you. Number five, al-ilm yazidu bin-nafaqati. Knowledge increases with you spreading it. When you are giving it to others, just look at the secret here. When you spend it, knowledge, it increases. But money, when you spend it, it decreases. When you spend knowledge, it increases. But when you spend money, it decreases. This is how to show the expenditure of knowledge. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us, to understand. When you say that it decreases, we're talking about you go and you buy and, you know, money, again, if you've got knowledge, you spend it in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, it increases. But nevertheless, these are some other things which we have got to say that we must understand the importance of knowledge, and Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand this thing which we have got to look, and we see that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will make us from the people of knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there is a verse also of the Holy Quran which Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal pointed on the importance of knowledge, which is Surah Zumar, verse number 9. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal talk about al-jahl, wal-ilm, knowledge and ignorance. Somebody who knows and somebody who does not know, they are not equivalent. And they are not equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Annahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen attentively. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal nafa taswiya. He negated the equality baina ahlihi, between the people of knowledge, or baina ghayrihim, and the people of ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they are not equal. Kama nafa taswiyata. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has negated also in the same Quran, baina ashabil jannah wa ashabil nar, between the people of Jannah and the people of Hellfire. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, he said that, kul hal yastawi alladhina ya'lamuna wa alladhina la ya'lamun. Are they equal, those who know and those who does not know? In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is telling us in Surah Az-Zumar, are they equal, those who know and those who does not know? And then we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again negated the equality between people of Jannah and the people of Hellfire. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said that, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. In Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 20, they are not equal, the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. Like they are not equal, the people who know and the people who does not know. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values knowledge in the Holy Quran. You see how highly and how thin Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal put the demarcation between the Ahlul Ilm and the Ahlul Jahl. People of knowledge and people of ignorance. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand the virtue of these people. هَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ غَايَةِ فَضْلِهِمْ وَشَرَفِهِمْ. This point at the pinnacle of how the people of knowledge are and how the people of ignorance are. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand. Viewers of Madani Channel, so we heard that they are not equal, those people who know and those people who does not know. Even if you want to look at the way they live their life, you find those people without knowledge, they are always in parishani. They are not, you know, because one of the secrets of this dunya is that ilm, you see, when we talk about sa'ada, happiness, the one who does not have stress, the one who is free of all these things, an alim is free of this thing. Now, the people who does not know, they will end up, you know, in bad situation because of ignorance. Ignorance itself, you find that even some other people, they take advantage of somebody's ignorance. And due to ignorance, people, they are paying much on certain things, you know, like false medication, like this issue of witchcraft. They are not equal, those people who know, and those who does not know. In this dunya, you find that we talk about this dunyawi matters. Allow me to say that, in as far as, now I'm just giving an academical eye, in an academical sphere, if, for example, you don't have an academical qualification, just look how it is. Life is hard for somebody who does not have those academical qualification. You don't have certain qualification, they won't even give you a decent job. The hard job are being done by those people who does not have this academical qualification. In a way that, you know, they will treat you like you are not a human being, actually. You find that life will be very difficult for you in this dunya. Exactly this is how it is also in the akhirah. If you don't have an ordinary understanding of Islam, just picture it in the form of somebody who does not have an ordinary qualification of academy. They have got to do hard work in this dunya. All this smart job, they are being done with this erudite. People who are, I mean, academical fortunate. And if you are academical unfortunate, you find that your life won't be equal to those people who are academical fortunate. Most of the thing that white people, they suffer in white people, is that because they are not literate. They are illiterate, actually. So this is in as far as this world is concerned. The truth again goes in as far as the akhirah is concerned. The people who are going to suffer in the hereafter, they are the people who did not utilize or did not acquire knowledge. You find that in their spiritualism, they will end up following prey to wrong notions and wrong ideas and methodology and philosophy. Why? Because a human being who was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be somebody with knowledge. That's why you are being told in this verse that كُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي لَدِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَدِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said in one of his poems, رضينا قسمة جبار فينا. رضينا, we were pleased with the distribution of Allah رب العزة والجلال. لنا العلم, he gave us knowledge. والجهال, مال. And the ignorance, he gave them money. Because money is not everything. While knowledge is everlasting, in the same shoes, wealth is not everlasting. So the people of knowledge and the people who are ignorant, they're not equal. And Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal in other verses of the Holy Quran, Annahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find that verily Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, Ja'ala ahl al-jahl, he made the people of jahl, the people who are ignorant, bimanzilat al-umyan, like the people who are blind. If you are ignorant, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, yani in balagha, that is balagha, for those people who study rhetoric, balagha, yani it is a science of Arabic, or one science of any language, whereby you'll be studying now rhetoric and all these things. You find that sometimes you give an example, the examples are there to show something, how evil it is, or to praise something. So here, we've got the example whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mushabba and mushabba bihi, that is this people of ignorance, they are being resembled like people who are blind. And actually, that is the true blind. A blind man is not that one who does not have eyes. For verily, these people who does not have good eyes, but if they have good ilm, they are like people who are seeing. But the one who is blind is the one who does not have his intellect, his bewukuf. He does not have good intellect. He does not have ilm. This knowledge, he becomes like somebody who is blind, because his intellect is blind. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, he said in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, verses 45-46, وَإِذَا قَرَأَتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is telling us the sifat of people who are ignorant, that in their ears there is a blockage. They just don't hear properly. And in their heart also is a hindrance. They don't understand. These are the people who does not know. They are like the people who are blind. These are the people who are deaf, who are dumb, who are blind. Because if you don't have ilm, you are dumb. What can you speak if you don't have knowledge? If you're not hearing knowledge, so what are you hearing? If your heart is not digesting knowledge, so what is it digesting? These are the verses which Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal tell us that these people of knowledge and the people of ignorance are not the same. We make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal that may Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us from the people of knowledge, and may He not make us from being from among the people of ignorance. Sallu ala al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path